listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Jared Wadley. The Federal Reserve is arguably the most important economic policy institution in the world. Its role in setting interest rates affects all aspects of the economy. John Ciorciari is an assistant professor of public policy. He says the Fed's policies are crucial to the economic health and confidence in the markets. But the institution's recent actions and interventions with the country's financial crisis have raised serious questions about its independence and effectiveness.
Since late 2007, the Fed's launched an unprecedented series of actions to deal with the financial crisis. These include new lending facilities for banks and financial firms, bailing out Bear Stearns and AIG, buying troubled assets backed by mortgages, student loans, and credit cards, and intervening in commercial paper markets. It's funded a lot of these programs by essentially creating money in the form of reserve balances, which are deposits that banks hold at the Fed. The Fed took these dramatic actions because it thought that its usual tools were not enough. And with the government in deficit and with the need to mobilize huge amounts of money in a very short time frame, the government looked to the Fed to play a much more expansive role in the economy than it ever has before.
The Fed must be transparent with its plans, as the road ahead will have many challenges.
Well, the road ahead will be bumpy. Many experts think the Fed's creation of new money will lead to inflation. In the longer terms, there are concerns about the Fed's independence from Congress and the possible loss of efficiency that could occur if the Fed keeps playing such a major role in allocating credit in the economy. To reduce those risks, the Fed ought to do a few things. It ought to explain exactly what it's doing, exactly why it's put these exceptional programs in place, and it ought to come up with a credible exit strategy that explains to the public and investors how it's going to unwind these programs when the time is right. And lastly, to maintain market confidence, the Fed needs to remind the public and investors again and again that it's committed to sound monetary policy principles.
So how might this reduce the likelihood of crisis-driven interventions in the future?
Well, that means that the Fed needs to help reduce the kinds of risks that contributed to the current crisis. There are a few broad principles that it ought to follow. First, the Fed has to weigh the longer-term implications of the policies that it enacts today. And it often also means pushing back when politicians or market players demand bailouts or easy money. Second, the Fed needs to focus on providing the right incentives for banks and other financial firms so they'll behave responsibly. Second, focusing on incentives means making market actors more accountable by improving transparency on issues that range from compensation to rating agency performance to the price of credit default swaps. And third, improving incentives means devising better bankruptcy laws and resolution mechanisms so that the Fed doesn't think it has to rescue every poorly run firm to save the system.
Consumers should monitor what the Fed does with inflation.
Well, the Fed's dramatic recent actions certainly have helped to revive some areas of the financial markets. But as a consumer right now, I'm watching carefully what the Fed says and does about inflation. It won't be easy to absorb all of the new money that the Fed has created in the past year. I would expect interest rates to rise, and if they don't, I would have my eye on prices and be concerned about inflation.
Ciorciari is an assistant professor at the University of Michigan's Gerald R. Ford School of Public Policy. His interests include public international law and international finance.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.